Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And on Thursday, when we got done, we were still having lunch, and I texted.
Is everyone having lunch?
Yes, everybody else was also eating. They were also dining.
Just checking.
See, I won't give Danny or Daryl the hard time I'm going to give you. It's just how it works.
Did you have your lunch in your luxury automobile, or did you eat it, you know, at a table and chairs?
Well, I had it at a table and chairs. I don't own a Mercedes, and I would certainly not eat at a Mercedes if I owned a Mercedes.
Only vile pigs do that.
Trash pigs like Jason Lloyd. How could you just gorge yourself on breakfast sandwiches in a high-end luxury vehicle?
I haven't done that in quite a while. Although I did send you a picture of my daughter eating in the car.
I did let the establishment across the street know Jason he's in the area. Watch out. He's coming for them num-nums.
Eat it on my drive home.
But I texted the guy who runs the golf course I was going to go to. I was like, is tomorrow cart path only? He's like, yeah, you want to reschedule? I go, hell yeah, I do. There ain't no way I'm going out there. No. Uh-uh. No.
You could just ignore the rules.
Well, because I was going to take him. No, you can't. There's some places.
I don't want to put people on blast. I'm very close to people who just do what they want in a golf cart.
Lima just totally forgot on Thursday. So we pull out to like the end of the first hole. And he just starts going, and all this water's coming up over. They go, what are you doing? He goes, what are you talking about? Because Lima always drives. It's basically like watching my parents drive around when I was a kid. My mother was, she struggled like I do. And I never get to drive. Lima always drives. And I'm going, what are you doing? He goes, what are you talking about? Like, he was annoyed. I go, it's cart path only. And we're out in the middle. I'm like, you're going to have to gun it because we're going to get stuck.
Did you at least try to keep the ball close to the path?
Yeah. Oh, and there were plenty of times I play with such cheap golf balls or free golf balls from my dad who would give them to me when he was. I still got like a big bag of them still left when he was mowing, right? Because there's a lot of guys like me. I ain't getting that. It ain't happening. And he would stop, pick them up, go, here you go, Kenny. You know, those type of deals. And I don't care. So, yeah, there's plenty of people who are going to go pick up free golf balls here because they're just left over. And it's not like they're in the rough. They're just on the left side.
They're on the wrong
side.
They're
away from the cart path.
They're on the wrong side.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Unless you're in the middle or in towards the cart path. No, I'm not holding up anybody else. I'm not doing that. I'm not a serious golfer, which is part of the reason why I suck so bad. But when it's cart path only, and I thought, man, the next day I was going to take Axel. Axel has golfed once in his life. He wants me to take him. I was going to take him. And I told him before, I go, buddy, I'm not a good golfer. He's like, Aka, what are you talking about? I go, no, I'm really bad. He goes, I think you're just saying. I go, no, you got to understand. I'm really a bad golfer, buddy. You're not going to learn anything from me. But I figure, I was like, I know the guy will come out with us, and you know, he'll show him some tips. He's a PGA pro and all that stuff. And I was like, is tomorrow cart path only? He goes, yep. I go, yeah, we're going to. He's like, you want to reschedule? Absolutely. So I got to figure out another time when to take him. Because I'm leaving him. I probably left a dozen out there in 9 holes. Because I can barely get it out there anymore. I don't know where to put it in my stance. I use the Ford Hybrid all the time, which is probably not the proper club to use, but the hell with it. Yeah, I'm a bad golfer. Bad golfer all the way around. Isn't Danny a good golfer?
I believe so. He goes and golfs a lot.
Will he give me tips tomorrow or the next day?
Well, anybody that thinks a good golfer is going to give you tips whether you want them or not.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
We'll find out what he thinks of himself tomorrow.
I don't work enough with Peterlin. Does Peterlin, he's like, I could fix Ken's swing. Is he at that level yet?
Yeah.
Because he plays his ass off when it comes to golf.
Especially after you've told him that he's not a football guy like you. He's at least going to prove to you that he's more of a golf guy.
By the way, guess what I was doing after game six of the NBA Finals on Thursday night? I watched 1981 Kent McKinley versus Mighty Moeller from Cincinnati at the Rubber Bowl state championship game, Jason. You think a non-football guy like that is going to watch that in the middle of the night?
From what year?
1981, brother. It was on YouTube. I wasn't even alive. It was a great game. McKinley won 13-0.
You call those guys football guys. I call them losers.
And guess who was playing? Hey, right. Oh, I'm sorry. We're on. You know, one day we're going to be live here very soon on YouTube. I can't tell him he's number one anymore, but as I can right now, there you go. Guess who was playing DB for the Mueller Crusaders?
In 81.
In 1981.
I have no idea.
Young man named Barry Larkin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I go, is that the same Barry Larkin? I go, damn, it is. Looking at my photo. Wow. And I put it out there, and there were plenty of people going, yeah, Ken, they see back in the day, they actually played multiple sports, and it was actually encouraged, just something that people like to say so they don't get yelled at.
I was going
to
say Junior Griffey, but he wasn't old enough.
Nope. No. Not yet. All right. I thought that was good, seeing Barry Larkin. By the way, he was all over the place.
I'm sure.
He was laying the wood. He was hammering people left and right. Barry Larkin was great. Yeah, McKinley won that game 13-0 at the Rubber Bowl. I don't remember because I wasn't alive for it. All right, enough of my football memories. Here's some more football for you. Shedeur Sanders, he got in trouble, 101-60. Yeah, it was a big deal. Which, by the way, when I was driving down to that golf course, I started seeing all these brake lights on 71. I go, there's someone sitting. Sure as hell, there was one sitting. I go, come on, man. Someone had to tell you that they're sitting right here on 71. Anywho, I didn't make a big deal of it. I don't think the media made a huge... Mary Kay was a little bit perturbed by it, I'll admit. But anybody on this show... We didn't make a big deal about it. I don't want to make a big deal of it, but there was one excuse that's given that I just don't like. Here's Eric Mangini. What day was this? This is Eric Mangini
Friday
on FS1 on the entire ordeal. Listen to this.
In fairness to Shedeur, this is the first time he's been outside of his dad's overview, of his dad's house. I mean, I think he was his high school coach, and then he was his college coach. And this is like any kid who's away from home for the first time. Yeah, there's going to be a couple hiccups here and there. And do you want back-to-back speeding tickets? No. I don't love it from a fifth-round draft pick. I don't love that it happened multiple times. But I do think that this is the first time he's been away from his dad. There's going to be some growing pains.
Here is Nate Davis, USA Today. He was on the show, on this show, on Friday with Daryl and Spencer.
I can't speak to Shedeur's circle there, but, you know, this is the first time he's away from his dad. And, you know, college programs and media access stuff is generally much more tightly controlled because college football coaches run the roost. And I think if Deion was the coach of the Browns, I'm not sure we'd know about any of this. But, you know, this is also the kind of thing where I think Shedeur has a little bit less margin for error, but he's got to kind of navigate all this new responsibility and being a guy in the professional workforce without his dad there basically to act as a safety net.
See, I didn't chalk it up to just boys will be boys. He's a grown adult, and with grown adults, like if Jason got pulled over in 101-60, I'd be surprised. But really? I would also say, I would be surprised, especially at your age, turning 50 soon. I would be surprised if you're going that fast in a 60 on 71. But I would also treat you as an adult and go, okay, well, the judicial system says that you only had a speeding ticket, so pay your fine and move on. I would treat Anthony the same way. I would treat Owen the same way. It's a good thing that there was nothing else horrible that happened, but
correct.
When you're starting to bring dad into it, like I'm going, we're adults here.
Yeah.
We're adults. And I understand, like, your dad, you can pick up the phone and call dad. I don't, if your dad is going to need to lord over you for all this, I didn't even think about his dad during all this.
I didn't either.
If
clearly this is a message somebody's trying to get out there for two different people to say.
But I hate it. And I want to know what you're thinking of this, because when I'm hearing like, well, dad isn't there. If your dad needs to lord over you for all this, then we just need to, I swear to God, and I'm sure they're going to cut it and make me look bad. Just cut him and move on, because it shouldn't be that way. And I don't believe it's that way. But if dad needs to be there for everything, no, we can't do that. That excuse, I hope it doesn't wash with Shador, and I sure as hell hope it doesn't wash with his father or the Cleveland Browns. That is no excuse. You're a 23-year-old man. Whatever happens is whatever happens. When we talked about it last week on that Thursday, and I had some pushback on this going, you'd be making a big deal if he played for the Giants. I go, I probably wouldn't be talking about it if he played for the Giants.
Right.
But he plays for the Browns, and I treated him as an adult. You want to bring his dad into this? Okay, well, if I need his dad to hold his hand over everything, it isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work.
I think Shador would hate that narrative is out there.
I would hate it too if I were him. I hope that he hates it if it's out there.
I think there's some similarities between Shador and Bronny in terms of how that goes. In terms of,
tell me more,
dominant Hall of Fame level fathers who have had a large control in their life up until this point. I mean, I don't think anybody would argue LeBron got Bronny to the NBA. Deion basically became a head coach for Shador. I believe. I mean, he's still there. He's still coaching.
Yeah.
Would Deion have coached if it wasn't for Shador? Would he have pursued college football coaching?
No.
So you've got these guys who have lived in their father's shadows their entire life. And Bronny's still there, by the way. Although he did have a little bit of a reprieve when he was at USC for a year. So I do think that I just see some similarities between Bronny and Shador and the path that they've gone with, like, these larger-than-life fathers and always trying to chase their legacy. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse for. I do think it's fascinating that, like, because Deion has been there and he's been sort of over Shador his whole life, this is his first taste of freedom. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse for driving 100. But a lot of people at 23 years old drive 100, whether their dad's there or not.
That's true. And what I was bothered by, you know, it's a very intricate thing to talk about, because if Joel Bitonio or anybody else got 101. Even though they're 12-year vets, I'd be going, oh, that's pretty crazy. But again, I treat you as an adult. Pay your fine and move on if that's what the law says.
Yeah.
I don't think that he made the Browns look bad. I think that it was certainly something that to talk about, but I don't think they all went into a room over a speeding ticket and said, should we cut this guy? Like, no, that didn't happen.
No.
But I'm thinking, if we're giving these excuses, and hopefully this is just media talk and not anything sincere whatsoever.
Somebody's saying it. For two different people to bring this up, if somebody's putting that out
if
there.
If somebody's giving these excuses that dad's not there to hold his hand or do something like that, that's the one that bothers me. I wasn't bothered at all by this. And now all of a sudden I'm hearing a former NFL coach saying this, and now I'm thinking, man, now I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Now I can't get it out of my head.
The only thing I would say, and again, I've driven over 100 multiple times in my life. I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it.
Talk about it so much like you're Al Unser over there.
Well,
you've said like 8 times. I don't think that luxury automobile gets up to 100.
Well, you know, so can I tell you like a 10-second really funny story? We drove to, we flew out of Detroit for a family vacation a few months ago. Mm. And I was in my wife's car. She got an SUV. And the hood was fluttering. And I said, what's the matter?
10 seconds.
I said, what's the matter with your car? I said, were you under the hood? Did you not latch it all the way? And she's in the passenger seat scrolling on her phone. She goes, no, I just don't normally drive at 95 miles an hour. Because
why are we going so fast?
Trying to get to the airport. Got a flight to catch in Detroit.
Oh, well, yeah. You can make it to Detroit in an hour and a half if you try hard enough.
I did.
I don't condone the practice.
But that's neither here.
I'm getting ready to do a read for the turnpike, for crying out loud here, boys.
Here's a great read. I once left in an Indians at that time pregame and got there by the top of the third.
Okay.
So no, take the turnpike. It'll help you get there faster.
I don't want to be a hypocrite and kill a kid for driving 100 when it's something I've done in my life. The only thing I would say about that is if a team is looking for a reason not to trust you, don't give them one. You just gave them one.
But I don't think that is not the reason I wouldn't trust him. A speeding ticket, everybody gets most Americans get a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
That isn't the reason to me. The daddy issue, that becomes a reason. That becomes a reason. If you can't conduct yourself
But who's putting that out there?
I don't know who's putting that out there.
Is daddy putting that out there?
Trying to draw some conclusions or something that I should find?
No.
While you're saying it? Because just say it.
I truly don't know. I don't think Deion's camp is putting that out there. Well, it's his first time away from home. It's his first time away.
No.
But somebody, for two
he
different
seems
people.
Seems like he's pretty strong-willed. I think he would probably call him up and call him a bunch of names.
Absolutely.
The way that Deion seems to come out on it. I got to do what I can to get to Jim Bowden right now. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He joins us right now from CBS Sports. Excuse the coughing. Jason has
I shut the mic off. What else do you want?
Excuse the coughing, Jim. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jim Bowden joins us from The Athletic as well. Again, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So buyers or sellers, I don't know if we could say that sort of thing anymore with the second wild card, but if you were the Guardians, what moves would you be willing to make at the trade deadline here as we are just about over a month away?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are buying. We have a really fun race, right, in terms of the wild card race in the American League. I mean, everyone outside of the White Sox and Athletics have a legitimate chance of making the playoffs. And so the presidents and the GMs are just as important as the players will be in the month of July, because it's who can help their team the most in the trade front. And it's going to be a challenging trade front, because it's not going to be a seller's buyer's trade front. It's going to be contender to contender trades that have to be made here, because number one, the sellers don't have a lot to sell. And number two, everybody thinks they're in it. And so there are not a lot of people shopping players. So, you know, if you're the Guardians, I think it's pretty duh that they need offense, right? I mean, they're 25th in Major League Baseball in terms of runs scored. And I think a corner power bat would be perfect for this team. And it's not going to be easy to get, because not a lot of them are available, but you still got to find a way.
Who's the biggest name you think it's going to get dealt at the deadline?
I think, well, Rafael Devers. Oh, I was right.
Yeah, there you go.
You meant after Devers. I get it. I think it's going to be Sandy Alcantara, even though I don't think Peter Bendix is motivated right now to move him. And I think Peter, if he does move him, is going to get the trade return that he thinks he'll get when he's completely back to form. And if he doesn't get that, then I think he'll hold him, let him finish strong, and maybe look at it again in the offseason. But I think he is the biggest name, probably after Devers, that's going to get dealt.
Jim Bowden joining us here on the show. So what would you do with Stephen Kwan if you were the Cleveland Guardians?
I mean, I don't think Stephen Kwan's a problem. I love Stephen Kwan. Well, I mean, you know.
Some people say, I'm sorry, is he untouchable this season for the Cleveland Guardians? I should have worded that better. Go ahead, Jim.
I don't think anyone's untouchable except...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For Maris.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I think everyone can be available, but I mean, you know, I love Stephen Kwan. I mean, anytime you have a gold glove left fielder that hits 300 and steals 25 bags or whatever he's going to finish with this year and doesn't get caught, he's a winning player. And he would be better if there was more juice in the middle. The problem is you just don't have the juice in the middle. You need help with Ramirez. I mean, you guys know you miss Josh Naylor a lot, right? And I'm not opposed to bringing him back either, by the way, and making a trade. If Arizona has a bad month of July, I wouldn't be afraid to go bring him back for the rest of the year either.
As somebody who sat in that chair and had to make these decisions, how do you view what the Guardians have done? I'm going to say over the last 4 or 5 years, they had this glut of prospects a few years ago where all we talked about was this 40-man roster crunch and how are they going to find room for everybody. And it feels like they could never identify who they wanted to build around and who were trade pieces. And it turns out none of them were that great when you talk about the glut of middle infielders they have. How do you evaluate how they have handled their organization the last 4 or 5 years in terms of just prospects and identifying who to keep and who to move on from?
I mean, I think they've done an excellent job, to be honest. And I think that's why they've had the success rate that they've had. I mean, they've had to make difficult decisions over the years, and yet they're always in contention despite doing it, right? You don't really have that ever, that complete rebuild. And so the other thing we have to keep in mind too is that, you know, we all want prospects to perform as soon as they get to the big leagues, right? And as soon as they get there, because we look around, we see some of the young superstars that do it immediately. But we have to keep in mind there's a reason why all the algorithms in the front offices say your prime years are 25 to 30. And so I would always sit there and do the math before we make a conclusion about some of these young prospects. I would say, are we in the 25 to 30 range yet? Because if you're not, then maybe we're prejudging and maybe we're not giving them enough time to develop. I mean, this is a day and age where the technology and the analytics are such that players can improve more drastically than ever before if they have the right teachers and the right information and have the ability to adjust. So I think we all have to be a little bit careful before we come to conclusions, right? I mean, you take Jeremy Peña, the shortstop of the Astros, you know, I think the potential was always there, but this particular year he's figured it out. Yep. Right. And yep, he's been the best shortstop in the league. There's a lot of people that questioned how much Jacob Wilson was going to hit when five players were taken in front of him. He may end up being the best player in that draft class. And what he's doing for the Athletics is incredible. So I think we got to have patience. You know, it's like the Guardians first round pick. I love Travis Bazana. I think he's going to hit. I think he's going to be a star, but it's hard when you're looking up and you're seeing Jack Caglione and Nick Kurtz hit bombs. Yep. Right. And you're sitting there saying, well, I could have had him, but I mean, Travis is 22 years old. And again, I think a lot of times we just jump to conclusions when we need to have more patience.
Can we really get Luis Robert in this town? Can we really trade for him?
I think you can. You know, I think it's always a challenge financially. I think the question is, do you want Luis Robert? I don't think it's an easy answer. You know, I talk to a lot of GMs about Robert, and the conclusion that we all come to is that the tools are exactly what we think they are, right? I mean, 2 years ago, we saw him hit 38 homers and steal 20 bags. We've seen him win a gold glove. We've seen him in the All-Star game. We've seen him really good. But we also have seen him not hit the last year and a half. We've also seen him appear bored at times. We don't look at him as a grinder, and we wonder how bad he wants it. And then on the flip side, we can look at it and say, yeah, how would you like to be losing every single night? How would you like to be on a non-competitive team where no one can hit above you or below you, so nobody wants to give you anything to hit, so you just start swinging out of the strike zone because otherwise you won't get to play? You know, I mean, there's a lot of ways we can play both sides. I think if Robert went to the right spot, I think somebody could get a player that could still become a star. But he would have to buy in. Like, you'd have to put his locker next to Jose Ramirez, and you'd have to tell Jose Ramirez it's his job to make him a star and make him work with you and make him play the game the way you play the game. You know, I think the potential's there. Now the question is, can you trade for him? Sure. You have pieces that in your farm system that have the value that could land him. The question is, will ownership pay the freight for his salary? So it's complicated.
I guess I would ask both of you guys this because you guys are both with The Athletic and you guys are both, you know, insiders. But I want to ask Jim this first, and then I'll ask Jason. Is a type of move for Robert the type of thing that they would go to Jose first and ask him about? Because, I mean, we're talking about moving prospects, so I'm sure Jose doesn't mind that. Is that something that Jose would sign off on, or something they would give him power to sign off on, or absolutely not?
I would absolutely go to Jose before I traded for Lewis Robert. And I'll just give you examples when I was the GM. When I made the move to get Benito Santiago, I checked with Barry Larkin and a couple other stars in my clubhouse. I did the same thing when I brought in Tony Fernandez. I think it's extremely important when you have someone where there's conflicting opinions on, you want your star player to buy in or not buy in, whatever the case might be. So I wouldn't want to make that. If I was Chris Anthony and Mike Chernoff, I don't want to make that trade unless Jose Ramirez is encouraging me to make that trade, which if I'm Jose Ramirez, I'm going to encourage him because I need that upside of what Robert could bring to the table potentially.
It feels like Castellanos leaving Detroit all over again to me. I don't know if you see that correlation or not. He did pretty well once he got out of a pretty bad losing situation. But I also wonder, just within trading within the division, I don't think it's that big of a deal because the White Sox aren't going to contend. Robert will be gone from Cleveland before the White Sox are ready to contend. But just the fact that it's an intra-division trade, do you think that would play a role at all?
Absolutely not, just because of how far the White Sox are from rebuilding. And if you're the Guardians, you know, you're not going to let that stand in the way when you're sitting there in what's going to be a very close pennant race, probably all the way to the final game of the season. You know, you got 9 clubs within 2 games of the playoffs with those wild card spots. So it's going to be a grind. And I think any chance you can make a move to get better, you do it. And so, you know, whether it's Robert or whether it's Jesus Sanchez or Kyle Stowers or, you know, whatever corner outfielder you can sit there and get, I just think you got to find a way to add some juice here.
Find him on Twitter. He's on MLB Network Radio. He's a Major League Baseball analyst for CBS Sports. Of course, The Athletic, Jim Bowden. Find him on Twitter again, Jim Bowden, GM. Jim, thank you very much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Jim Bowden on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Since we go after Robert, that'd be nice. It'd be a hell of an investment and a hell of a risk. Should I make a big deal that they were in the hunt for Kevin Durant? And how serious that was, whatever. But does that show that they're willing to make big moves?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
they are.
Should I get more excited? Okay, well, you just pee on everything, no. So I don't know what to get excited about, what not to get excited about.
I think that they should have been in that. I just don't think it was ever realistic because of who owned the team. If ownership was different,
I totally agree with you on the Kevin Durant side of it.
But what?
If Giannis gets brought up, and I know Giannis is cooled.
Giannis is the same situation. You think Jimmy's in a hurry to help Dan win a title?
Well.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know
I
that.
I gotta get to that one.
Well, I don't talk anymore, Jason.
Reckless speculation.
No. I'm not saying there's a feud there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fire starter Jason Lloyd. No. You said what you said. Keith just ran down the hallway. I know he's clipping that.
This is not the same. This is not the same as Ishbia and Dan.
I would certainly hope not.
It's two owners in the same town. You think with all the problems the Browns have had that he wants another team in town to raise another trophy?
I'm being serious. Is Jimmy a controlling owner in Milwaukee? Okay. I don't think he's controlling owner.
We don't have enough time left to get into that. I think within the next.
We don't?
I think within.
I'll go into Baskin and Phelps.
I think within.
You won't, but I will.
Within the next 4 years, I think he'll have majority control.
Ooh, so he's on like a David Blitzer plan?
Well, he's
we don't know if it's a 4-year plan.
So Wes Edens has 25% and Jimmy is 25%.
Uh-huh.
And Edens has the Board of Governors seat for the next 2 years.
Okay.
And when that expires, I think you may see Jimmy try and get more control.
Okay.
Of the Bucks.
Well, good for them. But Congratulations on their success.
The way it's been explained to me is Jimmy's calling a lot of the shots over there.
Well, why would he? First off, the only person you're trading for Giannis is a name that I really don't want to trade. That's Evan, right?
No, you're not. Yeah. Again, I think Milwaukee can probably, if Milwaukee trades Giannis, they are doing a full-blown rebuild.
Okay.
And
they don't want Evan? It'd be a pretty nice piece to rebuild with.
Yeah, it is, but I don't think, I think the Bucks would want picks.
We don't have one of those.
I think the Bucks can build a better offer for what they're looking for than what the Cavs can provide. So I don't think that there's another Kevin Durant deal out there. I mean, Giannis, yes, is in that category. Sure, of course. I just don't think that those teams align. And beyond that, there's not another player in that category. So yeah, the Cavs should have had that KD conversation. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
But I just don't think that was never a realistic option.
Steve Aquan, we just had Jim Bouden on. Which, by the way, have I been saying Luis Robert's name wrong this entire time? He was calling him Lewis. Is it Lewis or Luis? I've always called him Luis. All right. So what'd you call him?
Luis.
Okay, so 3 out of 4 guys here on this show originally is calling him Luis. All right. It'd be interesting to take Luis Robert. I just don't know if they'd be willing to make that investment with the player options.
You pick it up and trade him.
Why do I want to trade a guy who had 38 home runs the other year?
Well, you just said you don't know if they want to invest in the player options. You don't have to.
It's not about player options.
You just made it about player
options.
Well,
I did make it about player options. I'm sorry. I was reading something else when you said that. I'm being honest, ain't I? Sorry. Because
apparently I'm the bad boy.
It is player options, all right? But, I mean, why do I just want to pick him up and trade him when I can finally get a power bat in here, even though he's had a terrible season so far this year?
He's got one controllable year left, and then he has 2 player options. So it's
worth $20 million apiece.
Yeah.
Well, he will pick those player options up.
No, team options.
Oh, did I say? Okay. Well, then they won't pick up those team options. Then it isn't about player options. I ended up being right.
You can pick them.
It's about team options.
I said that. Are you going to pick up attention to what you said?
No, I am not. Are you going to pick up the? Because I'm still thinking about what you just said about Jimmy Haslam and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Don't make that.
Because I'm just. Why does it? You know what? Forget it. Stephen Kwan will still be with the Cleveland Guardians by the end of the year, and he'll be up by the end of the show, okay? So let me go back to this. Why on earth wouldn't Jimmy Haslam, if he cared, why would he be bothered by the Cavs being better?
I don't think it's
nearly, why would that matter?
I don't think it's nearly as big of a deal as the Ishbia thing. Those are not even on the same scale. It's why I didn't want to make it sound like there's some feud between them.
But you did.
But no, I didn't.
No, you
did. Took it there.
Kind of sounded like it to me too.
Owen is impartial,
there is not some big feud between the owners in town. Do not start that. That absolutely is not true. I just think if you're the Browns.
Well, I don't think it sounded like a feud. I think it sounded like a jealousy thing almost.
Well, I think Jimmy has done everything in his power to win, and it hasn't gone very well. And you look down the street, and they won a championship.
So you didn't say it's not a jealousy thing.
And you want to help them win a second one? When everyone already has great disdain for you to begin with?
And why does that matter? Doesn't one rising ship, one rising tide lift all boats?
How does the Cavs winning raise the Browns?
Because it doesn't help to have a more excited sports fan base to buy tickets
the Browns need excited fans.
But the Browns business,
we've been talking about a speeding ticket for a week.
Wait a minute, the Browns business is the Browns business. Hold on. Two things can't be true. People have been long upset that the Browns continue to draw fans, quote unquote, when they've been a bad football team, even though the place does look not so full when they've been bad at the end of December. But people still say, well, you guys all support them even though they're bad. Okay, well, the Browns business is the Browns business. Yes, if the Browns are good, then more people are going to pay attention to the Browns. But I don't think it's any – I really don't find it to be a competition between the Browns and the Cavs for people watching and going to the games. Now, I don't know nothing about the sponsorship, so maybe that's something, but I just don't understand where it would bother. If it were a good deal and it could help the Bucks down the line, which if they don't have the picks, then it can't help them.
But if it's the best deal, they would make the deal.
Okay, so what's the problem then? You made it out to be like they wouldn't make a deal. You did.
This is becoming something I didn't want it to be. I can tell you that right now. Because you have a way of doing this when I come in. And it becomes something that...
That's the show.
Well, let me tell you something, Jason. You got 2 days to go home and figure out how you're going to get out of this one. Because you bet your ass on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to get brought up.
My only point is this is nothing like the Phoenix situation. I don't want to compare the two.
I don't think you are.
Good. If it was the best deal, they would make the deal.
Nobody's compared it to the Phoenix situation.
I said that, you lost your mind.
Well, because I just don't understand why it would be any problem for Jimmy Haslam in a big deal, in a good deal, if it were a good deal for the Bucks to make a trade.
If it's a good deal, if it's the best deal they could get, I think he would make it.
But listen, that's not originally what you said.
No, listen. If it was the best deal, he still wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have made it. And I
agree with.
And I don't think the Cavs would have been able to make the best deal anyway.
Blue Thursday show right now.
No, I'm going to bring it back. He's got 2 days to think about how he's going to wiggle out of that one. That's what we do. We put each other in bad spots. It's up to you. I didn't say it. I didn't make you say it. You have to defend what you say. That's the whole point of this.
We're going
to
go out and rebate all the hooks, Jason.
No, we'll take the show on the road. I'll be in your bedroom.
I will stop by your house and put you in the car.
Yes. It's coming up.
Tell Danny he's in Thursday, too. I'm not coming back for this.
Danny Cunningham tomorrow and Wednesday. Have a wonderful day, my friend. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. Be serious. This heat.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.